107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Monday, May 1st. It starts today. It's back with Destination Stratford. Zach Gribble is on the line with details. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Jamie.
Zach, it's always great to chat, and especially when we're getting into a summertime. Now, something's back. Starts today. We, I guess, should say maybe the weather's not the best opening day for this, but a great thing is returning for the summertime.
It is indeed. So Stratford Al Fresco starts today along with the official patio season, and it runs from the beginning of May right through to the end of October. And this was a recovery initiative coming in, reacting to the early pandemic when restaurants had restrictions in terms of the amount of customers that were allowed inside and group sizes, and sometimes no one was allowed at all, if you can recall. It was pretty wild. And the Economic Recovery Task Force was deciding, you know, how should we respond to this? And increasing our outdoor dining opportunities made a ton of sense for that scenario. But we did carefully design things so that it could extend and be useful beyond the pandemic. And so we're really proud that this is happening again. It will be happening again in perpetuity in terms of the patio season in the summertime. And it is really exciting to have safe, managed spaces that really celebrate our culinary prowess here in Stratford.
Absolutely. It's been a huge success. Now, how does Al Fresco work in terms of people have heard about it, some are partaking. How does it actually work?
Well, how it works is we have designated areas throughout our downtown park system and in Market Square. So obviously Market Square will have 17 CRP, which are locally made recycled plastics, high-end picnic tables. They will be installed today, actually, and there are large umbrellas for shade and for some cover from rain. In addition, Tom Patterson Island, and throughout our park system, including Upper Queens Park, all of that area is covered by Al Fresco. And so we help manage, make sure that these are clean areas and are inviting to eat, whether it's downtown or by lakeside. And a really interesting feature of Al Fresco, which is kind of unique to Stratford, is that we worked with council a few years ago to have an Al Fresco bylaw introduced, which allows alcohol with food that's ordered from local restaurants to be then taken to these Al Fresco locations. And I read recently that Toronto was trying again to do this, and I kind of joke that, you know, one day Toronto will catch up with Stratford. So there are restaurants that are set up to participate in that program if you do want paired wines with your picnic or that type of thing. And you know, some of the prominent restaurants downtown to the Stratford Festival, Tom Patterson Theater Cafe, they're participating, and we're getting more and more restaurants that are signing up for that. If it's non-alcoholic food, you can take food from wherever you'd like, including from home, join us at the Al Fresco locations to have a fantastic outdoor dining experience.
It is such a great idea, and I imagine the response from the restaurants has been very positive with this.
It has indeed, including from the boardwalks and the patio bump outs, which was all part of the original sort of Al Fresco vision and response in the early days of the pandemic. Again, just super proud of the lifetime value and the legacy value of some of these initiatives that this city has done with a lot of intention to making sure that we're maximizing the impact for local community and for tourism. So we're really proud of this project. We're happy to support it. We do have staff that support this and some summer staff that come in and help as well. There is a welcome hut in Market Square that we make use of to welcome people to the Al Fresco area. The city's working on a concert series that is going to happen in Market Square in the evenings for Fridays for certain weekends. So it really is a community embracing of our public spaces and making sure that we're using them.
Al Fresco starts today, and again, it is perfect for the summertime. And Zach, as you say, maybe a Toronto will eventually catch up with Stratford initiatives like this.
I hope not. I hope Stratford is at the curve. Our site has all the details in case people are interested. So that's visitstratford.ca/alfresco. And there's a map location there. There's a listing of participating restaurants and hours that you can make use of the liquor with food bylaw.
It is such a great idea, again, with Destination Stratford. We'll share the links and details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. And Zach, anticipating a big summer, we should mention too, coming up with Stratford Festival.
I think it's going to be absolutely huge. You know, we pay attention to bookings and sales, and all the indicators are pointing to a really robust and busy summer. You know, knock on wood, I think that we will actually have greater than return to normal, and that'll be a really welcome thing from the visitor economy here. And there's just an energy and vibrancy already with the Stratford Festival shows that are in preview. So we cannot wait. We think we're going to have a fantastic summer and fall. And one little thing that relates to Alfresco that I'll just mention over at Destination Stratford, can't give you all the details yet, but I look forward to soon. We are actually introducing another culinary trail. So in addition to our chocolate trail and our bacon and ale trail, and this trail, I'll just give a little bit of a hint, is a bit of a self-assembly to pull together picnic materials and enjoy Alfresco. So stay tuned, more on that when it launches in May. But so we're really bracing up for a very busy and robust summer.
Awesome. We'll have to get you back again on the air soon. Again, it's Zach Gribble with Destination Stratford. And can we pass along the website, visitstratford.ca, for all the information there, Zach?
That's perfect. Visitstratford.ca will get you to everything and /alfresco for particular details around the Alfresco program.
Executive Director Zach Gribble. Thanks so much for this, Zach.
Thank you, Jamie.